for tape, CDs, DVDs, to our publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom, write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is the 2006 Labor Day Teaching and Deliverance Camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Camp in Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. This is Sunday evening, September the 3rd, 2006. Jim Landry is the speaker of the evening teaching on the spirit of terrorism. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A.
You should receive the same deliverance because you're going to be ministering out of compassion. Unless you're ministering out of a judgmental spirit, if you're ministering out of compassion and not an intellectual spirit, because there are those who won't let you know how much they know, but if you're ministering out of compassion, sincere love for the person, even to the point where you have to correct them, if you have to, because real love will do that, and you're ministering like that, whatever you put out there is going to happen to you. So you'll find yourself after they leave at home coughing and wrenching yourself. I have many, many nights while the Lord's awakened me in the early mornings, and I asked someone about that. I said, why does God wake me up at 2 or 3 and 4 in the morning vomiting all over the place? Say, because your will is so strong and you're fixated on doing his work, he has to wait till you relax. I said, well, that, I don't know if that's scripture or not, but it made sense. Because I was fixated. I am fixated. In Numbers, the 33rd chapter, just a few more scriptures, and then we're going to do some deliverance. In Numbers, the covered a lot in Numbers tonight. In Numbers, the 33rd chapter, verse 50. And the Lord spake unto Moses, his spiritual authority. Speaking of authority, let me just throw this in here, because we got a few minutes. I mean, everybody's been going over, so I'm just, by the grace of God, if the pastor raises his hand up, I'm shutting it down. Just like this. You say, you're not going to ask for a little bit longer?
No.
All right, and Joshua served as Moses' cupbearer. Joshua didn't have a clue, that he would eventually be the ruler of Israel. He was simply a servant. That's all. And until God gave the commission to Joshua, Joshua didn't have an idea or a clue that he would be next in command. I like that God left two witnesses of the land that the Israelites could capture, Joshua and Caleb. And so Moses was God's authority. And God's authority is not mentioned there today. God said, my people need water. So Moses got a little angry when he smote the rock. Wow! Cost him the promise to get into the promised land. Because he gave a representation to the people and gave the people a precept of thinking that this maybe is the way God is, angry too. And God was not even angry at his people. Moses was angry. And so you as leaders or potential leaders need to be very careful not to give the wrong impression that God is angry with the people at your prayer meetings and in your ministries. That's charismatic witchcraft control.
I don't know where I'm going now.
Verse 50, and the Lord spake unto... I'm just talking about, I got so much there, just authority. I just bathed myself in it. You know, I just bathed myself in it. I really want to know it. And the Lord spake unto Moses in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, speak unto the children of Israel and say unto them, when you are passed over Jordan into the land of the Canaan, then you shall drive out. That's an attitude, people. A warrior attitude. Somebody is not at peace with the enemy. Somebody is not sleeping with the enemy. Somebody is not compromised. Somebody is not in spiritual whoredoms or spiritual adultery. Somebody not drinking two cups. Somebody not trying to hold on to cigarettes and everything else or whatever else they're doing. I'm not saying you're not going to have some problems and some areas where you're going to be tested. But you brush it off and you get up and say, okay, God, let's go for it again.
Yeah.
He's looking for a sorrowful attitude, a repentance. I mean, but 10 years? Come on now. Something is wrong. Then you should drive out all the inhabitants of the land. Drive out the evil spirits, okay? Destroy all of their pitches. Destroy all of their molten images. Pluck down all of their high places, and you shall dispossess the inhabitants of the land. In other words, dispossess means to replace it with my word. And dwell therein, for I have given you the land to possess it. Then he says in 55, but if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land. I don't believe Christians need to have that. I went to Lake Hamlin, but you know, it doesn't take all of that. You don't need to have no deliverance. Just speak the word. Now, you've been exposed, and the enemy knows, and you're going to be okay. So if you don't understand a lot, just call us or email us, and we'll help you, you know. Nobody's here trying to threaten you or anything like that. I'm trying to encourage you. I'm trying to reassure your commission. That's all I'm doing. I'm not threatening you. I'm trying to reassure your commission. You're on the right track. Okay. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land from before you, because you might share that with somebody that's talking about, I just don't know, maybe I'll come back next Friday. Listen, the word says you got to drive them out. If you don't, okay, now, maybe that perspective is okay. But if you will not drive out the inhabitants of the land it shall come to pass that those which you let remain of them shall be pricks in your eyes, thorns in your sides, and shall vex you in the land wherein you dwell. Moreover, it shall come to pass that I will do unto you as I thought to do unto them. Pretty dangerous. God wants his people to drive out the enemy. God did not tell Israel to make friends or slaves with the inhabitants of those lands. He did not tell them to be at peace with their enemies. As we look at today, programs such as AAA, Drug Anonymous, then there's Anger Management, and many others teach individuals how to accept their conditions, how to live with their disease, which are giants in their lands, right? No differently, there are many believers today who are at peace with their enemies. The high blood pressures and diabetes and migraines and bowel problems, hearing problems, it's just the will of God, so I just accepted it. And even in some of the, in ministry where there's some deliverance being applied, they may not apply themselves because the enemy has stole their faith. And so we have to encourage them. I can tell you this, that Satan and his demons have not surrendered their attacks against believers. You cannot be delivered from your friends. The real terrorism that's taking place is taking place in the spirit. That's where the real terrorism is taking place. Now, I've heard over the weekend a number of deliverance warfare applications. So tonight I'm going to take you through something a little different. We're going to take 5 or 10 minutes out, and the devil is a legal strategist. And we're going to tab some of the legal rights that he had against your life and your family life through renunciation, through prayerful renunciations, and we will cover several types of renunciations. And at the conclusion of that, I'm going to engage the enemy. And we're going to go against principalities that have to do with leadership, okay? In other words, rejecting leadership, insubordination, independent attitude. And you might consider that not everyone that may have imparted unto you, everyone that has prayed for you in your 5 weeks, 5 months, 5 years, or 50 years of ministry may have been people that were commissioned by God. Might talk good, sound good, but you could have been in an Amway meeting. But anyway, they could have had a... They could have had a problem with, self-gratification. They could have had problems with the marriage problems. I was talking to someone today, I was counseling today, and I told him, I said, well, it doesn't happen too often, thank God, in the last several years. But if my wife and I had had a little ruckus and we hadn't really resolved it, we were on the way to church, I don't remember anything like that nowhere in the past. But I knew, and I would not impart or lay hands on the congregation until she and I had resolved that issue. But we have people today a little bit too stuck up and too stiff-necked to submit. And I have publicly said things to our congregation. Oh, I put them on the spot. They're going to have to work or whatever. In other words, I'm developing workers. And the apostles were living epistles before the people. Okay, so they didn't hide anything. And so what you see here is what you get. And I'm candid. And just straight up with the people. And if I make a mistake, I'll publicly apologize. In fact, I'm looking for somebody here that was not here that I saw in July that I need to speak to. When I came here, I had to fight it for an hour before I got in here. Because I said, if I see that person, I'm going to talk to him. And they probably going to say, I don't even know what you're talking about. Then I had other things. But anyway, so if you would agree with me, we're going to do some renunciation prayers. And we're going to come against the spirits that are rooted in the area of rebellion to authority. And we get that issue dealt with. We undercover, submitting, or at least have the attitude that we are going to agree with God's word pertaining to authority and his delegated authority. And believe me, people, I didn't cover a lot of detail tonight about that. There's much more teachings I've done on strange fire, delegated authority, spiritual authority, the role of delegated authority. They cover much more areas in depth than tonight's evangelistic message on submitting to authority. If you'll repeat after me, dear Lord, with honesty of heart, and humility of soul, and conviction of spirit, do I make this following confession? I've sinned against you, and I've disobeyed your word, whether it be through willfulness, ignorance, or curiosity. And I now repent of these sins, and ask you to forgive me. Through the blood of Jesus Christ. But by an act of my will, and in the name of Jesus, I close all those doors,
which I have opened to Satan.
And I now ask you, dear Lord,
to help me renounce
all these things
and cleanse me
in body,
soul,
and spirit
in Jesus' name.
I renounce the occult.
I renounce witchcraft,
magic,
black and white.
I renounce all seances,
clairvoyance,
mediums,
contact with familiar spirits,
and the belief in UFOs.
Some of you might say, well, I never had a problem with that. But if you watch Bill Cosby or any one of the sitcom shows and they planned clairvoyance, planned with seances and balls and stuff like that, you was there. You didn't turn the station.
I renounce Ouija boards
and other occult games.
I renounce all fortune telling,
palm reading,
tea leaf reading,
crystal balls,
tarot cards,
other card layings,
and pendulum.
I renounce astrology
and the interest in the horoscopes
and the signs of the zodiac.
You can be delivered.
No, I'm saying this. You can be delivered
where when someone takes you through a renunciation prayer and mentions about the horoscopes, you'd have to think of what yours was when you was in the world.
You could be that delivered. There was a young lady that was raped. She was in a satanic cult, and they were using her to impregnate her to have babies, and then they would murder the babies. Artis and Dempsey ministered to them about 25 years ago. Now, I don't know if Gene Moody was there at that time or not. And the young girl worked. They got her to the point where they educated her. She got a job. One of her co-workers got raped. She'd been raped all her life as a woman in a satanic cult. And the girl come to work 3 or 4 days later, and so she was talking to her, and this minister talking about, come to our church, and our pastor can help you, and here's our card, we'd like you to come on whatever night it was, and stuff like that. And so she went back to church, and she said that she had, this lady she worked with had been raped, and she had gave her card, and we need to pray for her so she might come and get some more help. And then the artist said, she asked, said, well, did you tell her that you were raped hundreds of times? Not hundreds of times, several times. She said, well, no, I didn't think about it. You can be free. So I didn't think about what I used to be in the world. I had to think for a minute. I was going through it while I was reading it, trying to figure out what it was. It's like when the holidays come, and when everybody be going, da 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 da, you be saying, yeah, da 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 da. In other words, you won't be rocking to the music of, oh, Deck the Halls with something with Farley or something, I think. But anyway,
so you won't be twisting to all that. You know, you just be dead to that. You're dead. And you can enjoy the holidays, enjoy Jesus and remembrance of his birth. And you'll be able to enjoy without being caught up in the charismatic movement of it. Yeah. Tears of season to be broke type thing, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
But I renounce the heresy
of reincarnation
and all healing groups
involved in metaphysics.
I renounce all hypnosis.
So most of you have never been hypnotized before, right? To my knowledge, and I'll have to get confirmation on this, so I'm going to say I'm not absolutely sure anymore. I'm trying to be very careful with what I say. In the past, virtually all dentists were trained to be hypnotists for people that could not take anesthesia. So I'll just leave it like that. So if you're so sure, I'd say,
when you go home, you can renounce and break the soul ties with your dentist.
Okay. All right. So you've never been hypnotized, but the hypnotizer didn't have to. All he did was shot you up.
Okay. Well, I renounce mind reading.
Mind control.
Second sight.
ESP.
EST.
Parapsychology.
I renounce water witching.
Levitation.
Body lifting.
Table tipping.
Psychometric.
Automatic writing.
And drawing.
And composing.
Now God, you know, supernaturally endows us with different giftings. And I was a professional musician in high school. I played in nightclubs. I played every instrument except reed and what else I couldn't play? Reeds and the strings. That'd be guitars. All right, so I played everything from drums to trumpets to you name it, pianos to congas, bongos, everything. All right, I couldn't play none of that today.
I understand it. I can tell you when you're wrong. I can tell you when you're out of tune. But I don't play. That's not my gift. That's my comfort zone if I want to go back to being a musician. But that's not my calling. Oh, boy. So I've never really met anyone that I can really talk with that could describe an experience where they were just sitting down and all of a sudden they could play a piano by ear on everything. I'm not saying it's not possible. But a lot of it is automatic posing, automatic musical abilities loosed by demon spirits.
Exactly.
Yes, and talk and everything else.
Just, and we, you know, I know some things there too.
I renounce.
Astral projection.
Soul travel.
Thought projection.
And other demonic skills.
I renounce all mind control.
The power of positive thinking.
Positive control salesmanship.
And demonic power.
To impose my will
on others.
Now, this is a real spirit. God's commissioned you to share a message with somebody. You should be able to share the message. If they're not willing to receive it at that moment, that's fine. You just wait for another opportune time. But to impose your will, it's dangerous. It's a type of witchcraft, a type of mind control. So be very careful with that. If the timing is not right, I was counseling a man 80-some years old before I left town the other day. And he was telling me about the cancer and the liver and everything. And he said, Rev, you know, he called me Rev, you know. He said, would you pray for me? He said, I know you're a man of God. Well, he said it after I prayed for him because I don't know how long I prayed. You know, he had to stand out there in the sun. He said, I know you're a man of God. I just looked at him, you know. And I began to talk to him about the liver and the significance of the location in the body in its relationship to sin. And what the scriptures had to say about the liver and the blood and the purifying of the blood. To see if there were some issues in his life that may have brought this cancer on him. I couldn't get halfway through, and I was being very slow. And he wanted to tell me about his job and how he was the first to do this. And I looked at him, and I said, in the past, I would have pressed more. And the Lord just said, it's just not going to happen today. So you've done what he asked you. You've prayed for him, and you prayed for a miracle. Go ahead and leave now. So I left. And so I'll try a little bit more next week when I see him. Yeah. You know, he's working on one of the houses doing plumbing. 86 years old. Amen. Age ain't nothing but a number.
That's right.
Do you really believe that? I do.
I renounce all sorcery.
Dependence upon talisman.
Such as the
St.
Christopher medals.
Mary medallions.
Good luck charms.
Rabbit's foot.
Four leaf clovers.
Wishbones.
Potions.
Amulets.
And I vow,
I will destroy
any that are on my person
or under my control.
I vow,
I will destroy
any idols
to foreign gods
such as Buddhas,
Mexican sun gods,
signs of the zodiac,
American Indian dolls,
voodoo dolls,
the Egyptian ark,
pentagrams,
or
other abominations
that you point out to me
on my person
or under my control.
I renounce all literature
I've ever read
in
any of these fields.
Particularly,
some of you have got some deliverance this week from certain demons. I think Doc taught about some things and yoga and all that, so that's good. And I also was involved in a lot of things. I lived in Asia for 2 years, so I have a little bit more insight into some of those things. So all of you, go home and do a spring cleaning. Clean out your homes, everybody in here, because in my home, we had one of my children, my grandchildren was born, and he was dwarf-like. And I knew something wasn't right about that because I had one of my younger brothers was short, and I took him and I started rebuking the curse off of him. He was an athlete. He went on to play college, play soccer. All right, so I know you can be defeated. So I took my grandson, and I picked him up. And I'd pick him up in the house and pray for him. Then I'd grab him by his feet, and I'd make him bring his legs and arms up until he's laying like this. I'd make him do this. Now, he's tall. He's a drummer right now for Carter Band in Dallas, one that they made the movie on, where they do all that kind of stuff. But anyway, we'll get him some more deliverance later. So anyway, where was I calling? So anyway, we need to get those abomination things out of our home, the literature,
But I didn't know that in my home, we know we had been cleaning our house several times. And one day I was just sitting in my living room just crying out to God. I think I was trying to ask for some deliverance from Leviathan. And I was sitting on my couch and I was praying and praying. The Lord said, get up and go over there to below the TV and look in there. And I went in there and I found this book. I found, what's the name with the seven dwarfs? I found that book my daughter left in that house. So we got that dwarf spirit out. And all that was a group sex anyway, because what kind of woman going to be with seven dwarfs? And he had a problem with that. My grandson, it take 2 years to work with him. He had a problem. He couldn't control it. I'm gonna leave that alone. You know, I hadn't asked his permission, even though he's a young fella, to give his testimony. But he was open. I'd say, well, son, you and so and so. Yeah, Papa, I've been doing it. Yeah, Papa, I need prayer. But anyway, I got some wonderful children. I thank God for them. But I'm straight up with them. That day, I told him. I said, well, y'all ready to have a sex talk? Let me know. Mom and daddy was scared, so I'll do it. But anyway, in the name of Jesus Christ,
in the name of Jesus Christ,
I break the following.
I break all curses.
Hexes.
Spells.
Jinxes.
Vexes.
And charms.
Placed on me.
From any occult source.
I break all curses.
Of incest.
Back
all the generations,
back to Adam and Eve,
on both sides of my family line.
In Jesus' name,
I break the curse of illegitimacy.
10 generations
back from off my family line,
I break the curse of idolatry
off my family line,
and I renounce any oaths
I or my ancestors
ever made
to any false gods,
idols,
false cults,
or false
religions.
I renounce any initiation rights
into any clubs,
brotherhoods,
lodges,
fraternities,
sororities,
any orders
which are of a demonic
or witchcraft origin.
I break all demonic subjection.
Demonic soul ties
or bondages
to my mother,
father,
grandparents,
spouses,
ex-spouses,
or any other human being,
living or dead,
who has ever dominated me
or controlled me
in any way contrary
to the will of God.
I break all curses
of psychic heredity
and any demonic hold
up on my family
line
as a result
of the disobedience
of any of my ancestors,
spouses or ex-spouses.
I break any curses
of physical or mental illness
off my family line.
I break any curse on me
or my family
from the occult
or demonic origin.
In the name of Jesus Christ,
I renounce
every cult
that denies the blood atonement of Jesus Christ.
Every philosophy
that denies the deity of Jesus Christ.
And Lord, I got another confession to make.
I've not always loved,
but I've resented certain people.
I confess this is sin.
And I call upon you, Lord,
to help me forgive them.
Now, if you have an issue with forgiveness of somebody, just
EF hutting you,
you know,
because God ain't here.
So you're going to have to resolve that issue.
I have to wait and let you catch up.
Because we're not going to go any further. You're not going to advance against the ranks of terrorism with that kind of attitude. If somebody has hurt you so bad that you don't think God is good enough to love them and forgive them and restore them so they can be a benefit to the community also like you. If you're so holy, you can't see that something is definitely wrong. And anyway, when you're asking God to forgive him, he knows the hurt that lives in you, and it's the right thing to do, and he really wants to work with you to forgive. Jesus forgave us of our sins. Certainly we ought to be able to forgive others.
Amen.
In fact, the Lord's Prayer said
Forgive us of our debts, and we forgive our debtors. So if you excuse that part out of the Lord's Prayer, then you have the rest of it without that, and you become one of the, you become the servants that were invited to the wedding, to the feast, and they all had excuses. So you're going to be classified with the excuse group? I mean, you got to make up your mind. You know, I mean, your cows need to be more important, the lamb more important, or your wife or whatever. I mean, you know, you got to make a decision. Now, you're going to forgive. So you forgive with the will. In other words, Lord, I will to do this. I know it's the right thing to do. And God will soothe the pain and the hurt and all that time. But you have to make a conscious decision that it's the right thing to do. I think you will. I think you do that now. For those of you that have those problems, I know some people could have been offended, afflicted. I had a lady came for me for counseling, and her daddy raped her and broke her arm. I think during the rape, I know he abused her, he broke her arm. I know that for a fact. She's a head leader, I think, of some ministry at one of the largest churches in our city. Not the pastor, but I mean, you know, part of the, some group. I don't know what she does. But anyway, many people came to us in the younger years, and they have helped to establish large works throughout the city. We're just very appreciative that God has used us and kept us down to, at this time, less than 10 or 15 members at the local level so we can help be here in other places. Some people measure success by the numbers. I look at the results in your life, and you're changing. That's all that matters to me. Care about no numbers. So anyway, would you agree with me? Lord, I do not forgive. So you need to think for a moment, and if there's anyone come to mind, just tell them to the Lord. Dear Lord, I do not forgive those you've placed in my heart. I forgive them, and I ask you to bless them. I ask you to help me. I do not forgive myself. If in days to come you show me others, I will quickly repent, forgive them, and bless them in Jesus' name. Amen. And that was my hardest problem, forgiving myself. A lot of people had that problem. It took 4 years for God to deliver me from rejection. This has all happened in the last 8 years here. Doctors teaching about rejection. 4 years. I worked with it. I taught the subjects. I've never taught rejection here because I wanted to make sure I conquered the giant. So you take all my teachers, you'll never see rejection. But I got notes at the house and teachers at the local level because I was teaching it and living it. 4 years. 4 years. He said, not you. I'm serious. I'll sit up here like this. Tight. They used to see me come up here. They just walk up there. Lord, bless him, Lord. I'd be like this. I'd be walking so tight. You wouldn't know it, though. Yeah, I mean, I didn't know I had it, you know, until it manifested. And then I knew it was war. It took 4 years. I hope everybody's safe. Let's finish up with Lord Jesus Christ. I believe that you died on the cross for my sins and arose from the dead. You redeemed me by your blood, and I belong to you, and I want to live for you. I confess all of my sins, known and unknown. I'm sorry for them all. I renounce them all. Now I come to you, Lord Jesus, claiming the promise that whosoever call upon the name of the Lord shall be delivered. You know my special needs. The thing that binds, torments, defiles that evil spirit. I call upon you now, Lord Jesus, to deliver me and set me free. Satan, I renounce you and all your works. And I loose myself from you in Jesus' name. Can those of you can stand up for a moment? This is not a break. I'm going to issue a command. You need to agree with me if you want to participate. Don't repeat behind me. In the name of Jesus, I bind Satan and the demons in the heavenlies and on earth. I loose this deliverance session from Satan and his demons in the heavenlies and on earth. I bind Satan and his demons in the heavenlies and on earth. I forbid them to communicate with or reinforce any demons inside all persons willing to participate willfully. I bind a strong man of rebellion and all of the principalities associated with rebellion and all demons that I'm going to call out. All the spirits that are over each person's house represented, and I loose each person from the strong man. I forbid the strong man over each person's house to communicate with or reinforce any spirits inside each person. Father, we ask that you send legions of angels to help in ministry, to gather all of the principalities and take them to where you receive them. I command all of the demons to go to in Jesus' name as I call your name out. You may be seated.
In Jesus' name.
One more short prayer. I don't know how it's going to go. Just repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
I repent.
In the past.
Where I've had an attitude. Not to submit to authority. I repent.
Of all rebellion.
To your delegated authorities.
Anything that came out of my mouth.
In words.
In my actions,
in deeds,
hidden
in my heart,
in judgments
against leadership,
even my earthly father.
I am sorry,
and I repent.
I understand
that you are God,
and I'm to obey
the authorities that you have delegated.
In Jesus' name.
Okay, now I take authority in Jesus' name. I just want you to agree with me. You've already received the commands from Doc and others on the position to receive, on posture and praying and tongues and all that during the deliverance session. The sign of deliverance is a changed life, not always spitting up mucus, but I love to see everything happen. It doesn't make me any difference. Just whatever God wants, but I'm just going to call these principalities out. The main thing is that our life is in right standard with the standard of God, and we're learning more about the submission to authorities and the delegates of God and not judging His leadership. So I take authority over the principality of rebellion. I break your evil power possession, authority over the body of Christ. I'm coming against all of the principalities under your rule and under your dominion. All of the spirits of Satan and under his demons and under his dominion. I break all of the direct curses, indirect curses, self-inflicted curses, satanic ties, satanic seals, satanic prayers, psychic prayers, underlying no name, satanic curses, satanic deceptions, satanic covenants, generational curses, all of the rebellion, under the rebellion. I break your evil power possession, authority over the people of God, and you're going to go in Jesus' name. I also break all of the ungodly soul ties that have been associated because of judgments. When we judge, we become as those we judge. Those that we judge, pastors, dads, leaders, stepfathers, anyone in authority, police officers, school teacher who gave us an F because they didn't like us 25 years ago. All those people that we judged, we became like them. We got a soul tie with them. We know now, God, to repent. So I break those soul ties. I call back to the people of God, the fragments of their soul. Send to those people the fragments of their soul, and we exchange their images for the image of Christ today. The devil is a lie. I command the spirits of passive mind, you'll come out of the body of Christ. Fleshly mind, you'll go in Jesus' name. Spirits of immorality, you'll go in Jesus' name. Impurity, you go in Jesus' name. Spirits of indecency, you go. All of these spirits are rooted in rebellion. Spirits of sorcery, spirits of mind control drugs, in Jesus' name. Spirits of strife, enmity, jealousy, and anger, you go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Ill temper, party spirit, particular opinions, opinionated, all of those demons, you go in Jesus' name. Undermining authority, you go in Jesus' name. Spirits of heresies, you go in Jesus' name. Spirits of envy, drunkenness, carousing, all the demons of depression, you go. You lead the people of God in Jesus' name. Despondency, feeling of a defeatism. I'm just so defeated. I just don't think they right over here. I'm just so defeated. You're a lying demon. You go in Jesus' name. Spirits of doubt, spirits of dejection, spirits of despair, discouragement, all the demons of gloom, you go in Jesus' name. Boredom, you go. Spirits of burdens, you go in Jesus' name. All the spirits of disgust, all spirits of withdrawal, daydreaming, pouting. Can you imagine he said that or she said that? I just think we ought to go to another church. All those demons of pouting, you go. Spirits of fantasy, spirits of pretension. Come out of here. The spirits of unreality. Spirits of escape, you go in Jesus' name. Spirits of deceit, importance, believing lies, demonic manipulation, you go in Jesus' name. Spirits of restless, darkened mind, spiritualism spirits, excessive talking. Let me tell you something about asking a question. Always ask a question and stop for the answer. I've spent the last maybe 15 years trying to learn how to listen. Because sometimes you want to get ahead and answer before you've really heard the question. So this is the area where I'm being trained because my background was, shut up and just be seen. So I had to be retaught, and God is reteaching me how to listen. So if you don't really have a question and you already got the answer, don't ask the question. But if you ask a question, don't try to build what you want to do with the question. Just ask the question, shut up, and see whatever God's going to give you through the man or woman of God. And it's going to help your growth a lot more because that's a hidden rebellion too. Spirits of uncontrolled will, come out. Attitude of infallibility, you go in Jesus' name. Inability to reason, you go in Jesus' name. The lazy spirits, you go in Jesus' name. Spirits of unteachableness, you come out in Jesus' name. Spirits of division, you go. Come out of there. Filthy-minded, conditional love, double-minded, come out of there in Jesus' name. Spirits of the glutton, you go in Jesus' name. Weak-willed, unlawful, come out. Lack of concentration, you go in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Listlessness, come out of there. Indecision, come out. Dread, compromise, and hopelessness, you go out of the people of God in Jesus' name. All self-seduction, you go in Jesus' name. Heaviness, fear of failure, nervousness, in Jesus' name. Just every one of your demons, you have to go. Spirits of unbelief, spirits of tension, spirits of mental illness, madness, come out of there in Jesus' name. Schizophrenia, double-minded, broken-hearted, come out of there, go and see now. You go in Jesus' name. Come out of there, paranoia. Doc taught about King Saul and David and how he went paranoid. He had a problem with authority, obeying God. So you say, well, he's way off on this demonic listing. No, I'm not. I'm telling you, this is what's happening under rebellion to authority. What's the scripture? Somebody from Jerry's group will probably know this one easily. Isaiah 1 talks about the whole head being sick because of their rebellion to God. And then it talks about the head is sick from the foot to the head. And then it talks about there, and you find bipolar there. Multiple personalities is listed in those first 6 or 7 verses of Isaiah 1. Okay, so anyways, talk about because they're not submitted to God. All right. Spirits of carelessness, spirits of suspicion, you go. False love, come out of there. Fear of women. And men that have a fear of women, this is a perfect setting for them. The Jezebel. Dictatorial Jezebel. Okay. Spirits of distrust. You come out in Jesus' name. Automatic failure. Go. Spirits of confusion. Frustration. Self-righteousness. Demons of arrogance. Lying. Unrepentant. Blinded mind. Go in Jesus' name. Blinded control. Go in Jesus' name. Come out of here. All excuses. Come out. All the excuses. Go. Come out of there. Not making decisions. Come out of there. Pride. Inability to listen. These are not the kind of people who want to publicly get delivered from, I know, but it's okay. As Doc said, you can lose your dignity, you can get it back. But you have to ask God for help to get delivered. It may not be your issue. It may be the demons lingering around for your seed when your daughter and sons are born. So you say, Lord, whatever's in there, get it out. Get it out. Come out of there. All of the evil prejudice, mental stagnation, come out of incoherence, come out of there. Hesitation, tortured mind, backslider. Come out of there, you're backsliding in there. Come out of there, you go, demons, go. Come out of there, evil plotting and planning. Come out of there, intimidation. Come out of there, worry, in Jesus' name. Come out of there, forgiveness, procrastination, roving, manic, apprehension, self-delusion, fear of men. Come out of there in Jesus' name. You go, intellectualism spirits. You go in Jesus' name. Come out of there, ego and vanity. Come out of there, hate of men, hate of women. God-hating spirit. You'll find all of those in the homosexual group that they're coming for help. Praise the Lord. Spirits of hysteria, mockery, haughtiness. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Reprobated mind, hysterical babbling in Jesus' name. You come out of there in Jesus' name. Incorrect judgment. You go in Jesus' name. Marred judgment, ignorant of God's words, rage, and vain imagination. You go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Now, Father, we just take authority over the power of witchcraft, the dominating powers of witchcraft assigned against us to judge leadership. We break its evil power possession authority over us in Jesus' name. We command all the powers of witchcraft and all of its underlying spirits, you go now in Jesus' name. You go now in Jesus' name. And, Father, we just pray right now to break all the powers of curses that come down our generational line, cause us or our seed, Father, to be and not in submission to your authorities. We just take authority over all those principalities and powers
in Jesus' name. It's getting a little late, so I'm going to try to tone it down. Why don't we stand?
Dear Heavenly Father, we are thankful as a people to be found under your umbrella of protection. We thank you tonight for your word and the application of your word. We pray to apply it to our lives, to be found under authority, to be found faithfully submitting to authority. Forgive us, O God, as we come before you this day, presenting our lives before you, God, for restoration and for healing in every area of our life, Father, where we have been ignorant to or willfully have participated in judging leadership, judging authorities, and not properly submitting to authority. We say, God, we are sorry today, and we repent. God, you are sovereign God, a God that loves us. And I pray, Father, over the congregation of the Lord, Father, the filling of your Spirit, your love, Lord God, your glory, Lord God, being manifest through each one of our lives. The real purpose of the deliverance, God, is that you might be glorified through us. I pray, God, to fill those areas, Father, that were once inhabited by the demons. As they move out of the house of God, let your presence, Lord God, let your glory just fill those areas. Father, we just cry out to you, Lord God. Thank you for deliverance. Thank you for healing today. Thank you for restoration. Thank you for correction. And thank you, Lord God, that the things that you've shown us is correct, and we are still on the path of righteousness for your name's sake. We thank you, Lord God, for the message that we might be able to help others one day, also with the authority issue, O God. So, Lord, I bless the people of God. The grace of God be upon you all. The blessings of the Lord be upon you. We thank you all for being a part of the Lake Hamilton camp this weekend. We look forward to seeing those who will still be with us tomorrow morning. May God bless you. May God keep you. See you at 6 o'clock in the morning. God bless you. You're dismissed.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.